is Davin's Den. Is Davin's Den.
All right, we are back. Final segment of 2020. They said it couldn't be done, but we did. More shows this year than probably any other year. So we will end it with some scamming scammers. Briefly recap where we were. Last week was a very exciting week for Pip. Pip was all aglow last week. Pip needed a cigarette. She smacked Mr. Helix around just because she could last week. Pip was in all her glory because fake Davin and Carolyn really had a full episode of just vicious relationship fighting. Just going back and forth because fake Davin and real Davin's friend passed away. And scammer Carolyn really didn't have time for that. She didn't have time for his sadness because she was worried about money. And fake Davin was not cottoning to that at all. And called her out on the fact that she was ruining continuity. So, but then she was talking about losses she had had in her life. So it was a good back and forth, and the question goes, well, why would she put up with it? Because I'm amazing. So we will continue with November 27th, 2019, on the Hangouts, the Google Hangouts. She messages me, hi, bae, good morning, hope you're good, and what are you up to this beautiful Wednesday morning? We're at the very end, remember, we kind of made up. We kind of got past all that.
Yeah.
I go, good morning, beautiful. You are in a good mood. Working out and going over things for my presentation. What are you doing today? Did you wake up on time or am I being held responsible for a late wake up? Remember, she said I was going to make her late. She goes, yeah, you were, but it's cool. Time disparity, I understand. So what's your presentation all about? That's from November 28th. It's the next day. I go. I know you don't celebrate, boo, but happy Thanksgiving. I am thankful that you are in my life. You certainly make things interesting, baby. And I give her an emoji kiss. She goes, same, dear. Happy Thanksgiving to you too, love. Did you celebrate it with friends and family? I go, I did. How are you, love? She goes, fine, dear. She goes, you got some king size turkey, right? I know you're a foodie. No, I don't recall ever telling her I was a foodie.
No, you never did.
I don't remember that either.
So methinks we have another fuck up. I think she's getting me confused with somebody else. So I go,
because that doesn't ring right for you as a person, and I don't remember Frank Davin saying that.
No. So I go, LOL, not too much, babe. I try not to be a glutton, LOL. I go, you won't love me if I'm round and soft. Do you have any plans for this weekend? That was on the 29th. I go, I also visited a friend in the hospital I hadn't seen in at least a decade. Brought him some food, too. That's true. The 30th, she goes, wow, that was so thoughtful and caring. Not even close on the spelling of thoughtful. That was said like an African. Thoughtful and caring about you towards your friend. And I'm super proud of you. As for me, this weekend is just going to be indoors throughout because I caught a flu yesterday. So it's really making me dizzy coupled with the drugs. So this is the 30th. Now remember, she's not asking for money here. Several days have passed, so my strategy might have worked of getting her off the money, which really is the goal. Get them off the money and prolong the bullshit. That really is the goal. I believe Pip feels that this will be ending in the beginning of December, and Joe feels I think this will go to the beginning of February. I think that was Joe's guess.
Yeah.
So I go, I'm sorry you're sick, baby. When you are sick and we are together, I will take care of you. I will cook you chicken soup. As for my friend, well, we had a falling out where he said some very hurtful and untrue things several years ago, but he apologized. I mean, I don't think I'm big enough to ever forget the hurt, but I can move forward. Life is too short to hold grudges. I do try to surround myself with positive people. He is not a positive person, but he's a friend. Do you consider yourself a positive person? Then I ask her how she caught the flu. I told you stop licking random cute guys you meet on the street.
Hello, slurp.
That is what I was insinuating. December 1st, she goes, Davin, you now it's funny, right? I'll pay back, and positive and progressive person. Then I'll know if you do cook well or you're just trying to run your mouth here. So I go, how are you?
Which one of you said that?
She said that to me.
Oh, how weird.
Yes, yeah, it's kind of street, kind of guyish.
Yeah.
So I go, how are you feeling today? What will your payback? Why in the world would I run my mouth here? If I was running my mouth, it would make much more sense if I was trying to get something from you. I can cook, and I was not trying to get something from you. I was just showing love and tenderness toward you. Will you be a hard ass our whole lives, or at some point will you allow yourself to be loved and pampered? The hard ass thing is great for the rest of the world, but I, boo, am not the rest of the world.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, why are you coming at me so harsh like that?
Yeah. Why are you harshing my mellow? So December 2nd, she goes, I'm getting better, dear. Nice profile words from you, dear. I don't know what that means. I go, glad you're feeling better. Well, if we want us to work, barely talking, being suspicious of each other's intention won't get it done. It's really up to us. And I have many talents you don't know about, some of which you may enjoy. And I give her a winky emoji. So later on that day, she goes, hi, what's going on there now? Have you been okay? I go snow and thoughts of snuggling with you, baby. We've corrected. We've righted the ship. We have gotten past the rough seas, and she's not asking me for money. I feel like I have properly reset us. What say you, Joe?
She's just feeling you out. She'll be back.
All right.
She's just letting it ride, letting the a little calm sea, but she'll be back. It's like fishing,
Davin.
She's letting the line run out.
All right.
She's not. I mean, you guys have gone back and forth like this a bunch of times, but it's like, yeah, I think she's just kind of being like, oh, okay, Bo, and it, you know,
right.
Duty or whatever. And
it's fishing. You know, it's like they call it a fishing scheme. She's just letting the line run out right now. She'll be bringing.
Yeah.
She'll be caught in the line in a moment.
All right. She goes, same here, baby. I wish I'm there with you, too. I go, maybe soon, or maybe we'll meet on an island and have some fun. She goes, yes, baby. And I ask her what she's doing now. She goes, at work, at the same time talking with you. And what are you doing now? I go, work and talking to you. It's late, and you are sick. You should rest. She goes, yes, baby. I just want to hear and talk to you before I do that. Hope you're doing great. I go, I'd love to hear and talk to you and see you. And I give her a sad emoji. I miss the time we used to spend. She goes, yes, baby, same here, babe. Hope you never forget to fulfill your promises. Huh. Huh.
Wait, what was that about your promises?
Honey, you never get... She goes, yes, baby, same here, babe. Honey, you never get to fulfill your promises. It's interesting.
That line's getting taught. She's starting to reel you in. What promises? And then you got the money. Well, you said you were going to bring in the money. I'm not just, I'm not leading you, but you can see where this is going. She's starting to talk the line.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I say, the only promise I ever made was to always support you. Haven't I done that? She goes, nope. You promised to send me $2,000 for me, and you never fulfill that. How do you think Fake Davin handled that?
I never promised that.
It depends on how far you want it to go. If you want it to go into February, you'll probably tell her I never said that. But you got to pick and choose your battles at this juncture.
Well, let's see if I pick and chose. I said I did not. I said I did not. You turned into a royal bitch. Did you forget? Joe, I guess I chose this battle.
Yeah, because you want this to go to February.
She goes, no, I never did that. Stop that, Davin. I go, really now? These continuity problems are killing our storyline, boo.
Now it's a show meeting.
Yes! Yes!
That's hysterical.
Well, you gotta...
You might as well tell us, could you just throw another 2 paragraphs into the fucking blog?
That's what I'm doing. I am disappointed with her. I need her to raise her game. So you know my expectations. I go, shall we go over the list of broken promises you have told me, dear? I think a lesser man might have left this novella long ago, love.
Wait a minute. What things did she promise you?
That she would see me? I was going to come and visit her. Remember that? All these things.
She was going to video chat with you, and that never happened.
Yeah, and I remember I was going to go to comfort her, and then she vanished.
Oh right.
And she was going to model
right.
The shirt, and she was going to model my shirt for me. Remember that?
A puppy shirt.
She She goes, honey, please, I need this $2K for my upkeeping. I go, honey, you told me numerous occasions you did not want my money, and to say that you did was insulting. Because remember in the beginning, she's this high roller. She don't need my money. She's not here for my money. Remember that?
No. At 2G, she's chasing 2G. You know?
Right, but before that, Joe, the story was she doesn't need my money because I intimated I thought maybe she did, and she was.
Guess you forgot she was a scammer. She wants that.
No. She forgot she was a scammer, and she forgot her storyline. That's the problem.
Well, that them 2 G's is fresh in her mind still. That's the main thing.
She goes, I'm a lady. I need money for my upkeeping. Yes, I know. I do not, but still, I need money for my upkeeping, baby. I go, upkeeping? Do you need lubrication? Is your undercarriage starting to rust? Tell me, boo, what is going on?
I need money for my upkeep. You know what? Razors are cheap.
Now, with the upkeeping, don't forget, you got the 2 G's, plus any extra expenditures, plus the credit card.
Well, Richard, she
was... We're talking about 2 G's. Christ knows what her upkeep.
See, she's already screwed up, Joe, and you're forgetting this. The $2,000 was for the phones. The $3,000 was for the upkeeping. She asked for $5,000. She's once again screwed up her own storyline, which is why she's not getting my best game. She's getting the really fake Davin.
All right. Well, she put her foot in cowship.
Yes.
However, the 2 G's is still on the table. It's going to be a little finesse on her end if she can get it back up to 5 G's.
Well, I think the 2 G's on her table. I can assure you, there's 0 G's on my table. But we'll continue.
Oh, no, she's not getting shit.
Yes.
But still, Lisa and I are saying that razor, soap, and water do the trick on upkeep.
Yeah. Good point, Lisa.
But still, in her world, going to try to get 2 G's. Look, in sales, sometimes, you know, you go for a prospect, you put a 10 grand order on the table, you know, sometimes you get 10 grand, sometimes you walk away with 5 G's. At least you're walking away with something.
Yeah, well, I'm sure it's going to work out for her. She goes, stop this, baby. Are you giving that to me or not? I go, what do I get for the low payment of $2,000? Hey, I'm negotiating. What?
We're waiting.
I'm negotiating. She goes, honey, you have me all with you, baby. Once I'm done, we can get married. Really? Married.
Married.
I go, married? I go, wow, this is moving fast. What about all the girls after the shows you claim I sleep with? How will they take the news? She goes...
It's just, you sneak these things in, and every once in a while it takes me a second to catch up and go, wait, what did he just say?
It's going to be a sad day for the gals back at the condo, huh?
Well, she claimed I was cheating on her with all these women after the show, so I'm just playing her game.
Yeah, all those gals back at the condo, they're going to be upset.
Well, you know, I think Carolyn's going to take this line of discourse quite well. She goes, I can see you're not talking any sense here. Are you giving that to me? I go, you called me a cheat. Now you speak of marriage? I don't know where your heart is on a day-to-day basis. She goes,
I'm a bank book.
You're right. All right. 1 point for Joe. All right. She goes,
hey, finally.
She goes, I'm so sorry I did that, okay? It was not meant to be like that. Are you giving me? It's like, listen, not for nothing, I apologize, but back to business here.
Hold on. I'm sorry, Jeff, what did she say? Are you what?
Are you giving me? Am I giving her the money? Listen, I'm sorry I called you a cheat, blah, blah, blah. But really, let's talk about business here.
Playing on your emotions, if she can walk away with 2 G's, it's a win.
You know, I'm sure it's going to work out for her, like I said. I go, of course it was.
But
you don't...
Not, but-
I go, of course it was. You don't trust me. You accuse me of fucking Gen 2. So now I am using all the shit that she thought she was going to play me on. I am using it against her. I am hoisting her by her own petard.
You are arguing like a woman.
Yes, I am.
You're bringing up stuff from 2 years ago.
But Pip, if you turn me upside down, you won't know.
Stop right there. Stop. Time out. Right at this juncture, were you arguing with a woman or a man?
I think it's a dude.
I think it's a dude, and Davin's playing. playing the part of the woman at this point.
Davin often does.
Yes.
She goes, honey, are you giving me the money? I go, maybe once our relationship is on solid footing, we have doubts that must be quieted. If we get us right, the money will flow. Love before money, honey. You have vanished. That is why this is not the best way to discuss payment of your services.
For her services. What exactly are those services at this point?
Well, she goes...
Yeah, really.
She goes, really? Like, what and what? I go, what do you mean? And then we go to December 3rd. She goes, you keep on using the word vanish. If I wanted to vanish from your life, it could have been long ago. Each time I ask you about cash, you keep bringing Jen into the matter, and I see you don't want to give me the money. Ooh, she's quick, this one. And that's fine. But you can host free comedy shows. If you really do love me like you make it, look then, do this one thing I ask and stop being a kiss-ass. And this makes me think she doesn't know what the expression kiss-ass means.
Yeah.
Plus, free comedy shows. Does she realize what's going on? I lost a fucking week this week. I was supposed to be doing New Year's Eve at Dino's. I'm going to be sitting alone in my house drinking fucking Jack Daniels.
Well, Joe, in her defense, she is providing free entertainment. So.
Oh, she is.
She's working for free.
Ask her to try to fill a calendar.
Yeah. Listen, man, I lost another week in January. I go, all right, so I respond. I go, you told me how good you are at making money, how smart you are at investing, how I should invest with you. Now you're like, but baby, just give me money. See, this is where continuity is so important. This is the whole, this whole story could be done so much better. I told you long ago you need me in your life. You need a writer, Bo, not to mention character development. I see potential, but this is where it is important to have writers of my caliber on staff. Give it some thought, and you will see that I'm correct. And kiss ass. That just proves.
Stop. I love the way. Even though you're in a scam thing, it's like you want to know something. I can't get live work. Maybe I can get other shit to supplement the income.
I know.
You're smart. You're smart. Any port in a storm, you know. You gotta do what you gotta do.
Listen. Clearly, she's not good at this. So I'm offering my services.
There you go.
She's used to lonely people that are just going to blindly follow her and do whatever she wants. Not only are you calling her on the carpet, you're not going to give her the 2 G's. Plus, she's bitching that you're not doing comedy shows. Well, fine. You know what? If you want to write, you know what? Why don't we do a writing thing? We can put something together there.
Yeah, we can workshop a better scam than this.
So
well, just remember, no matter if you're a scammer or not, the bank wants their fucking money on the 15th. It's your job to get it to her.
So I continue. And kiss ass? That just proves how good I am. Dude, I know where you are used to dealing with people who see a dime and want to send thousands. However, I got a whole change purse of dimes. In fact, I'm the banker in this little love affair. If you don't want me to vanish, raise your game or change the game, because it seems you are playing Candyland and your bae is Kasparov.
And that's you to her?
That's me to her.
And your bank is what?
I said, and your bae is Kasparov, the great chess player.
Oh.
I'm saying she's playing Candyland, and I'm the chessman. I am calling her out. I am saying, no, I'm playing you. You suck at this, but you're so bad at this, you don't even know when I tell you you suck at this.
Not for nothing. You called her, she's in Candyland. You threw a little bit of your pal into that. I think that, thank you.
And then I go, and I must insist, you leave sweet, beautiful smells like a roses on a June day. I go, and I must insist, you leave sweet, beautiful smells like roses on a June day, trains seeing eye dogs, trains drug-sniffing yaks, and sucks a dick like a leech prescribed by Dr. Wah-Wing Chow out of this. It's not about her, baby. This is about us. Oh, it's supposed to be Jen, so let me read that again. And I must insist, you leave... sweet, beautiful, smells like roses on a June day, a train seeing eye dogs, trains drug sniffing yaks, and sucks dick like a leech prescribed by Dr. Wow Wing Chow out of this. It's not her, baby. This is about us. So I'm talking about Jen, my ex, and I'm throwing in a whole bunch of other stuff.
Now, I like the way you phrased, you did an overview of the whole scamming thing we've been doing 8 years in 2 paragraphs. I gotta critique you, boss man. You should have threw Daffodils of August in there. But
yes, but the rest of the kitchen sink is there.
So I continue.
That was enough.
I continue. I go, I know I undersold Jen, but she's modest, so it is wrong to brag on her behalf. But either way, this is about you, me, and Dupree. She goes, okay. And then I say, good evening, baby. How was your day? What are you doing right after New Year's? And then we will continue very briefly on Instagram. So that was Hangouts.
I got to stop you for a second. I love after all that shit, you throw a couple of pleasantries in.
Sure, I got to keep this going.
Yeah.
And she doesn't answer like, what the fuck?
It's almost like it's a day program. Here I go again with my day program. So if an order doesn't go when it's supposed to on a Friday, and I explain, how was your weekend, Chief? I hope it was good. Yeah, not for nothing, you know.
but here's what I want to emphasize with this. It's all about the element of surprise. I have flat out told her, I am on to her, I'm not buying your bullshit, we need to do this better. But because she can't comprehend, there's somebody like her, but much better on the other side, she can't adapt.
I don't think it's the element of surprise. I think it's the element of being perplexed.
Right. But I flat out told her, this is not working. If she would stop and think, she would start to have second thoughts. Because it's like the scam victim. The scam victim cannot imagine there's somebody with nefarious intentions on the other side, which makes them vulnerable to more bullshit.
It's almost the same thing with your scammer here that it was with Jane, with the segments we're doing now, where you tell her she's on a show. They can't comprehend.
Correct.
That they're on a fucking show.
Correct.
Being showcased for their bullshit. They can't get their mind around that. And you tell them that, and it's like... You know, it's funny. It's like when I get scammers that try to scam me, and I mention that, you're not fooling me, that is a scammer. I do a show on scammers. You don't believe me, go on American Greed, you know, and they just can't comprehend, because basically they're perplexing people all the time, and they're not used to getting caught up and caught.
Well, hold on. Let me stop you there.
This has happened, oh, Christ, four times.
Let me stop you there. They're used to either perplexing people or being ignored and being bitched out. They're not used to ongoing conversations for the purposes of wasting their time and efforts. And they can't comprehend that.
And they're so and in addition to that, they're so used just trying to get that payoff in the example of what's going on right now, that $2,000. You know, Joe, it was going to be $5,000. All right. However, bottom line is getting that $2,000, and she's focused on that $2,000 no matter what you throw at her.
But she would probably do better. See, this is another weakness I find on the scammers. They are very inward looking. They are focused on the prize. They're very self-involved to the detriment of their game. They get that tunnel vision. Once the money has been introduced into the equation, which of course they introduce, they have tunnel vision. They are focusing exclusively on that. If she would pull back, she might go, oh, wait a minute. I did say I was self-made.
That's their job. Dude, that's their job.
No, their job is to get money. I am saying if they were better at their job, they wouldn't have the tunnel vision. When you have somebody like me saying, wait a minute, you said you're the self-made woman. You got to stop that and go, yes, I'm self-made, but here's why I need the money. Like, you got to have your own continuity.
But, Dad, you got to remember, they're not graduates of Harvard Business School.
I know.
Working in a hut, you know?
Listen, I understand what they are. But I just expect them to be better at it. I am.
They're not going to be.
Well, then.
But the benefit is with you toying with them like a cat toys with a mouse.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So it's still your game. You're not giving them money. You're adding the content to our show.
I am flat out brazen with her at this point, telling her she needs writers.
She needs writers. But she's probably like, what is he talking about?
But you've got to realize something. You've kind of grown at it, where with Belinda, you got kind of caught up in it. And I don't care what you say. Oh, no, you did get kind of caught up with it, where was it getting personal more than business? And you saw that how that ended. So you know you can be more blunt with them because you know no matter what they say, it's still business. 5 G's, maybe not. 2 G's, that's what they're going for.
Yeah, my tolerance for ineptitude has waned. Whereas, like, before I would toy with them. Now I'm flat out telling them, you need to do better. I expect better. If this is going to, listen, it takes two to make a good segment. I can't be doing all the work. But
yeah, but I want to do all the heavy lifting.
When you do better, when you tell them to do better, they don't get it. As we've seen in the past, 3 years, they don't have the conception that they're on a fucking show about Shammers.
Yeah.
They have no conception of that.
Yeah. And I don't think they can also conceive the fact that I'm willing to walk away at any time. They think they have me much more enthralled. I'm like, I don't give a shit.
Yeah, really. You're not in love with this girl.
No, but at the same time, as Joe pointed out, I will still throw in pleasantries to keep them. I know what I'm doing.
But you gotta understand, it's also a fair battle where her line goes loose, your line goes loose. Her line goes taut, then your line goes taut. So it's kind of a little battle going on.
All right. So then we switch platforms, and as we know, sometimes when we switch platforms, we switch who the hell I'm dealing with. So this is December 3rd, and now we have gone from Hangouts to Instagram, which I have not been on in a while with her. I go, good morning, my lady. She goes, hi, how are you? I go, tired, but okay, how are you? She goes, I'm good. I go, excellent. What do you have planned for today? She goes, nothing new, my usual weekdays. I go, I saw your picture where you had a modeling event yesterday. She goes, nope, it's an old picture over 2 weeks now. Decided to post it yesterday. I go, oh, what type of event was it? And then she...
I like the hello, my lady. Who are you, Sir Lancelot?
Yes, I am.
He's Sir Scamsalot.
Yes.
Scamsalot, right.
And then I go, oh, well, you look nice. Hey, what are you doing right after New Year's? And that's where I ended it on both, and I never got the answer. And we will leave it there. We will leave it. So
that's a good place. That's a good place to leave it. Either maybe she said the hell with it. You know, I mean, that's where we got to put the question on next week. Did she say the hell with it?
Okay.
I don't think so.
Pip thinks I'm irresistible.
I don't think so either, because basically, even at 2 G's, I think this. I mean, 2 G's is enough to work with. I mean, look, if it was $100, you'd go straight to hell. But 2 G's, there's enough there. There's enough there to work with.
Yeah, but that's her number. I've given her no indication she's getting it.
But nonetheless, Devin, that's her number. I mean, if I go out to try to get an order, I've got the number I'm going to get, the number I'll deal with if they're giving me any objections. It's sales. You know, if I feel, well, look, I want to go at 4,000, but, you know, if I can get them at 2,000, I'm willing to go through the bullshit, the negativity, the counter proposals, and stuff like that.
Yeah, but Joe.
There's enough there for her to go with that.
But Joe, she started at 2, she got up to 5, she got back down to 2. Hold on.
Target cost is 2 G's.
Hold on. Right. Her thing is 2 G's. And I'm consistently like, nope. Nope, you get nothing. Nope. No, I'm not negotiating with her. I'm not like, well, how would 1,000 work? I'm just like, nope, not getting
it. But you are keeping the dialogue going. It's for the simple fact you're keeping the dialogue going that 2G still is in question.
Yes, and I've also told her she's terrible at this, and she needs my help.
How many times I've been told I'm a crook, I need to sharpen my pencil, or you're not getting the order, and you try to figure it out, you know? I mean, still, it's sales.
Well, she can...
Well, you know what? The one on Hangout, she still thinks that you're going to be there and you're going to haggle with her somehow. And the one that's on Instagram, I guess it is?
Yeah, Instagram.
The other one? I'm not so sure where she's at now, because, I mean, she came with the ask, but she's still playing the game that she's a businesswoman, so I don't know.
Have to tune in and see where it goes. But we have gotten to the point where Fake Davin is flat out telling them they stink.
Well, Lisa thinks that they'll be back for the money and the drama.
I'm the best part of their day, as Joe likes to say. Although I don't know if this one thinks I'm the best part of their day. This one just might
this
be a good
one. Doesn't think so.
But this started at the end of July. We're now into the beginning of December, so it's still nothing.
Let's look at the motivation here. Okay, there's two motivations, and basically, in a whole relationship or a sales relationship, there's what you want to get. I want to get my best price. I want to get my product. I want to get my best price. I want to ship you my product. Her deal is that she's looking for at least $2,000 out of you, which she feels is, ooh, I love drinking, which she still feels is feasible. On your end, you're trying to keep this going to February. So there's two objects in here. Everybody's got to have an object. The object of the game on her end is to get the 2 G's. The object of the game on your end is to keep the continuity for the show going and to get this into February.
No, I don't have a date. Joe, I don't have a date in my mind. I just want to keep it going. That's all.
I'm sorry, Davin, you do. You do. You have February going.
No, Joe, this happened last year. Joe, this happened last year.
All right. You want to keep the continuity going for the segment. There's still something. There's still an end game on either end.
Yeah, yeah. But I know this one's so bad at her job. I can say whatever I want.
But it doesn't matter on how bad at her job she is. There is an end game on her, even though she stinks. It's $2,000, and the end game on your end is to keep this segment going for the purpose of our show.
Yes, I think.
So there you go.
I think I'm going to win.
Of course.
No. I'm pretty sure.
But like I said, you know, when you say, I believe I'm going to win. And that's why you're keeping it going. Your objective is to keep the segment going. And her objective is to try to get that 2 G's out of you. Makes for a fascinating end segment, you know, but it is what it is.
I am Kasparov and she's playing Candyland. All right. Let's wrap this up. We want to say a happy new year to everybody. 2020 has been a rough one. Hopefully we helped you get through it a little bit. You know, we enjoy doing these shows.
Let me tell you something. The end of 2020, I'm home alone on New Year's Eve. I don't give a shit because with the COVID, I don't care. However, I want 2020. You remember at the club when you go to the club, the music club or the dance club, and the drunken asshole was thrown out of the bar by the bouncers? That's how I want 2020 to go. I want him thrown out of the fucking bar on the bouncers. And I was talking to a coworker of mine, and she said, there was an Irish tradition on New Year's where you open the doors of the house so the old year goes out. I'm opening every fucking door, the patio door, the front door, the garage door. I want this year to fuck out of here.
Well, according to the experts, this guest is going to be with us a bit longer. But
it doesn't make a difference. Just symbolistically, I want this year the fuck out of here.
Well, you know what? Like I've been trying to maintain this whole time, I'm positive that it has not been worse for me personally. I am concerned about those who've had it worse, who we've lost. There's a lot of people, a lot of ways. I hope we get a better year. This has been a grind. This has been an existence.
Yeah, usually this time of year, like I was supposed to be down at Uncle Vinny's. Dino said, "The hell with it. I'm going to close for the week. We'll be back in January." And usually every New Year's been the Compound, Sunrise Club, and stuff like that. Compound's up for sale. There's none of that shit. In the case, like, a couple of years ago when Aunt got sick, I'm like, all right, I'll go to the club. Had a great time at McGuire's, went on stage, rang in the New Year, even though I wasn't in the show. Had a great time. There's nothing. My goal this year is to try to stay up to watch the ball drop. Yeah, and that's just the culmination of the year.
Yeah, my wife
has... stay up to watch Mr. Helix's balls drop.
There you go. Thank you. Funny. Thank you for that image.
And he's older. He's an older gent. He dropped far.
Yes.
No, they're nice and tight.
Listen,
thank you for asking.
There's where we live in New York, with everything that's been shut down, there's really nothing to look forward to. It's just an existence. This year has been about existing. I look forward to looking forward again. I look forward to looking forward to work, to going on vacation with family, to seeing people, seeing you guys in person. I'm looking forward to looking forward because...
Well, you know, that's the funny you say that, because usually this time of year, you look at what you got coming. And it's like, for example, I got the comics at the Compound at the end of the month. I got a couple of dates at Dino's. But basically, I got my sponsored Governors. You and I are going on the road in April, you know, and then I'm doing something with Adam in August. You know, you have this whole... There's nothing. I mean, I've got a couple of the stuff in January, a couple of... There's nothing.
Like I said at the top of the show...
Pretty cool, but there's nothing.
I'm already losing my January work. I had some weeks booked. It's already falling out. It is. It is what it is, as some would say.
It's not like the club wanted somebody else, or you got banned, or they're going to go this direction. Everybody's sitting at home, and if you got something, you don't go, oh, I got. No, you're damn lucky you got it. I mean, I've got my January looks okay. I'm damn lucky for everything I got, you know. And you know, March is non-existent, April non-existent. But I mean, you know, I'm lucky enough with Fragile Sky. We've got something in February. We're going to be doing a live video, a live Zoom thing from the studio in Huntington, and we have that, and we're going to rehearsals for that. So, you know, and also the Cypher Way to the World, Cammy and I are getting together. We're going to be doing a Zoom launch on that. You know, we're doing our thing with Flush. But, you know, that's 1 month, a month and a half after that. Who the hell knows, you know?
Yeah.
Well, let's just...
Well, I'm really glad because my friend who had COVID and pneumonia just got home from the hospital.
Yay!
So that's a huge win.
Congrats. That's good stuff.
Well,
that is a win.
If truth be known, a guy I work with, my IT guy, was very, very sick, and he's home. And to be truth be told, I actually tested positive, and I went through the whole thing of being okay. I got approved to go back to work and stuff like that. I was supposed to go up to visit my brother this weekend. So there was a whole thing where I spoke to my nephew, and I said, look, I tested positive. I got cleared. I have paperwork showing I'm good. And they're like, you know what? That's fine. Last week, Christmas Eve. Now, you guys know I was supposed to go up to my nephew's farm. My brother called. My grandnephew lives with my brother. He got tested positive. And my brother's like, well, I don't know if I should see you guys and blah, 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 blah. So we pushed the whole thing off in another 2 weeks. So this whole thing has been just a clusterfuck. Well, I want to bring up New Year's Eve again. Usually it's I'm kind of sick. There's nothing. I'm home alone. And to tell you the truth, I don't care. I'd rather be home alone and just being away from everything until all this shit starts to get settled down.
That is the wise approach.
Yeah.
Listen, there's nothing. I got nothing to look forward to. It's been a rough year, but could be a lot worse. So I count my blessings. We'll continue doing this. The show has been a positive for 2020. We got to do this every Tuesday, and a lot of times this was the only thing entertaining or funny I had going on. So it was fun.
If I could just add one more thing with the show, with the exception of me, I was lucky enough to get some shows where I was calling in for the first hour of the show. The show has taken breaks for you going away, for us going away. The show has been a very much constant. Basically, just for the fans, this for 2 weeks, traditionally, of the 10 years of this show, the show goes dark for these 2 weeks. We've been here, and we've been into doing the show, you know, because we want to do the show. So it's like, you know, for two dark weeks that have been traditionally past 10 years, we've been doing the show. You know, we'll be back next week as well.
We will. All right. We want to thank Russ Fredico for continuing to sponsor us. We wish him.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you, Russ.
We wish him a happy 2021. He's going through some stuff, so I hope next year is better for him than this year has been. And I hope for all of our fans it's better for you guys than it's been this year. It's been a rough year for everybody, but we're glad that you hang with us, whether you listen live.
Thank you.
Or the replays.
For all the new listeners and people that have been watching us on Facebook Live that we've gathered since we've been going live, we want to thank you as well, man. It means a lot. It really does.
Yep. It really does.
All right. Everybody be safe. New York, we're on lockdown. Well, we're not really on lockdown, but we're not going anywhere. But, you know, my wife's like, what are you doing?
Right,
what are we doing for New Year's Eve? I don't know. It's just another night now.
I got it all planned out. I'm getting some champagne. I'm getting some Egg Foo Young. And hopefully I'm awake by the time the ball drops. What are you going to do? It's just the culmination of the year.
You're not even awake by 6:30. But anyway, I digress. All right. All right. Let's get out of here. Goodbye, 2020. We will see you next year. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please stay safe. Keep on listening. Keep on watching. Nighty night.